Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Franco from Issaquah is. Franco, are you there?
Liquor and hard.
Let's go.
Good morning, Franco. Stevie sounds ready and raring to go, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Franco will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many knuckles does each finger have?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. What mid-90s year did Weezer release the Blue Album?
91, 92, 93.
No, no, no. What do you call the drink that is equal parts cider and lager?
Ah.
How many years does a sesquicentennial celebrate?
150.
Yes. 150. Budapest is the capital of what European country?
Hungary.
Yes. In the Jungle Book, what is King Louis's greatest desire?
Food, water, shelter.
No, no, no. What is the world's largest predatory fish?
Shark.
Can you be more specific?
Great white shark.
Yes. Young Sheldon is a spinoff of what TV show?
Big Bang Theory.
Yes. What is the westernmost state in the United States?
Hawaii.
No.
Alaska.
Yes. Helicopter pilots are often hired to dry which stone fruit?
I don't understand the question.
No worries. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Franco. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, you broke up there, but I'm sure I'm excited.
Okay. All right, Steve, you're back in the house. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many knuckles does each finger have?
Knuckle one, two.
No.
Three.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What mid-90s year did Weezer release the Blue Album?
What
mid-90s year did Weezer 94. Release the Blue Album?
94.
Yes. What do you call a drink that is equal parts cider and lager?
Delicious.
No.
A cider?
No.
I don't know, a seltzer?
No. How many years does a sesquicentennial celebrate?
250?
No.
Wait, 50?
No.
25?
No. Budapest is the capital of what European country?
France.
No.
No, it's not. I don't know past.
In the Jungle Book, what is King Louis's greatest desire?
Ladies.
No.
Food?
No.
Power?
No. What is the world's largest predatory fish?
A piranha.
No.
A shark.
Can you be more specific?
A great white.
Yes. Young Sheldon is a spinoff of what TV show?
Big Bang Theory.
Yes. What is the westernmost state in the United States?
Washington.
No, Steve. You
California?
Got, no. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, and that is a loss. 6-4. Oh, he hung up. He didn't even want to celebrate.
Mic drop. He just said, I'm out.
Wow! Wow!
tough day today for me.
Equal part. These were kind of hard, though, I will be honest. The equal parts cider and lager beverage is called a snake bite. Our friend Franco knew that a sesquicentennial is 150 years.
Yeah.
He also knew that Budapest is the capital of Hungary. In the Jungle Book, King Louis' greatest desire is fire.
Fire.
He wants fire. And our friend did know that the westernmost state in the U.S. is Alaska.
Yeah, that makes sense.
One that you did not get to that I think you're going to get right, Steve. Helicopter pilots are often hired to dry which stone fruit?
Excuse me? They're hired to dry a fruit?
Yes.
Damn it, you brought up stone fruit recently. I can't even remember what they were.
Basically, stone fruit has a pit. But no, it's the cherry.
Okay.
The cherry. Well, congratulations on your loss today, Steve.
Thanks a lot.
The Daily Mix Show.
Earlier this morning, we had a big announcement that we have a show coming to the Angel of the Winds Arena on Friday, December 12th. We are calling it Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And it's going to feature Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. Those tickets will be going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And we've got all the details up right now at KISW.com. And speaking of The Pretty Reckless, Taylor Momsen herself will be joining us after Nirvana. Steve Miggs, big news. The biggest of the news.
Yes.
We are having a holiday show, all acoustic, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett with some of our all-time favorite bands. And one of those bands is The Pretty Reckless. And we have the lovely Taylor Momsen on with us right now to talk about all of this holiday excitement. Taylor, what is up?
Hello, how are you guys?
We're doing so great. Thank you for being a part of this.
I honestly can't wait. I don't think we've ever done a full-on acoustic show. I mean, we've done some things at radio, you know, where you play like one or two songs, but we've never done a full acoustic performance, and I can't wait for it. I love playing acoustically.
We've definitely never done anything like this either, doing a KISW acoustic. I mean, not only do we have The Pretty Reckless, but we have Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Wolfgang Van Halen. Taylor, obviously we're not quite to Halloween yet, and we always feel like Thanksgiving kind of gets skipped over, and here we are already talking about Christmas time, but for you personally, what's your favorite holiday?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Halloween. I always look forward to Halloween, and I look forward to Christmas. And unfortunately, I'm one of those people that kind of skips over Thanksgiving.
Taylor, I got to ask you, because I know you wear your love for the Seattle music scene on your sleeve as well. And obviously here in Seattle, we are just obsessed with all the bands from back in the day, the bands that still put out great music as well. And you have done Soundgarden covers before. You have done performances here at the Moore Theater where Kim Thayil came up on stage and he did Loud Love, which was just mind-blowing. Could you give us maybe like a little tease of like possibly we'll hear one of your favorite Seattle bands being performed at this show?
You never know, but what I will say is I'm such a fan of Seattle. I've actually talked about moving there many times, and I foresee that being something in my future at some point in my life.
Taylor, do you remember maybe the Seattle band, or even a little bit deeper, the Seattle-based song that first got you interested in the grunge movement and just that style of music?
That's a really good question. I've been so entrenched in it for so long. I mean, like, you know, I grew up with Nirvana. That was just everywhere. And when I first heard Soundgarden, Soundgarden changed my life. So that's the simple answer. When I first heard, I want to say it was 4th of July was the first Soundgarden thing I'd heard other than Black Hole Sun. And after that, delved into their catalog in the most obsessive way possible. I'm a huge fan, Chris Cornell, anything and everything.
Does it feel good then? I know so many fans, like whenever they talk about Soundgarden getting back together and performing, and it's like your name is always the one that people throw out there. And I'm just like, man, that's got to be like a pinch me moment, but also like kind of like a holy crap. That's a lot of pressure to put on somebody when you're comparing me to Chris Cornell. But a lot of Soundgarden fans are just like, man, only person that sings Soundgarden songs great that's not Chris Cornell is Taylor.
Thank you to those people. It is a lot of pressure. Soundgarden is not an easy band to pull off well, but I try to do my best to try to do it justice. And for some reason, Soundgarden has always connected to me on a soul level.
We are chatting with Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless ahead of KISW's All Acoustic Holiday Show, something we have never done before, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. And Taylor, we have a new Pretty Reckless song for the first time in, I think, 4 years called For I Am Death. And I know there's another Taylor that just released a new album that people are very excited about, but I'm really excited about y'all's fifth album in progress. What update can you give us about it?
I'm so excited about it. That's the update. We've been diligently going into the recording studio in between AC/DC tours for the past 2 years. So that's how we've been making the latest album. And we are currently putting the final touches on it. I don't have any exclusives to tell you right now, but I can't wait for people to hear the rest of it. And I'm so glad that For I Am Death's finally out in the world. Like I knew very quickly that that was the first song I wanted people to hear.
Oh, and I highly recommend everyone check out the music video as well. And it's not so much a question, but after I watched the video, and I love the song, and the first time I watched the video ends, I'm just like, okay, that was a very trippy video. Like, what was your reaction after you finally saw the finished product of this video?
My reaction was, thank God this turned out how I envisioned it.
It's so good.
When you're doing it, you don't entirely know. And I really worked on that shoot. It was my concept, and you know, I wrote the treatment, and I was heavily, like, I co-directed it. So it was a lot of work, a lot of pressure, a very, very long day. I lost the hair, I have a scar on my leg, I've lost a toenail. Like, I put a lot of effort into that video. So
how soon until you make a horror film? Because I was freaked out by this video.
You know what? You never know. Horror is my favorite genre. And so that is something that anytime we can incorporate it into the visuals of the music, it fits naturally. That's something that I gravitate towards for sure.
Well, Taylor, you mentioned horror. Was there not a moment fairly recently where a bat flew onto your leg and actually bit you?
There was.
How are you healing and recovering from all of that? Walk us through that, because that would just be bananas.
I'm good now, but at the time, we were on stage performing in Spain with AC/DC in Sevilla, and it was the craziest thing to ever happen. Like, you can't plan that stuff. It was sunlight. We were playing the song Witches Burn, of all songs, and a bat flew out of the sky, landed on my leg. I didn't notice because it was like 102 degrees on stage and adrenaline and sweat and all that stuff. And by the end of the song, everyone was, you know, applauding and screaming and pointing at me, but they were all talking in Spanish, so I couldn't understand what they were saying. And so I didn't see this little cute creature on my leg until, you know, a few minutes after the song had ended. And it was a bit of a shock, let's say that. But it turned out it bit me. And then I had to undergo rabies shots across multiple countries because we were still on tour, which I do not recommend to anyone. If you don't have to get rabies shots, don't do it. That they're not fun. They make you very sick. But all in all, it all worked out, and I got a cool nickname from it. AC/DC just started calling me Batgirl. And so
my gosh. You got to live with that now forever. If AC/DC gives you a nickname, that you put that on a jacket, embroider it.
I know, right? I really should have a Batgirl jacket. It was really cute, too. They poked so much fun of it, in the best way. Like, every day I would go into my dressing room, and there would be some kind of new bat toy, or the next show there were like signs all over the stage that had a no bat sign everywhere on all our gear, and they threw me a bat birthday party with a giant bat cake, and like it was pretty great.
Well, we will make certain, Taylor, that KISW's holiday show, all acoustic, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, is a bat-free zone.
Although now I'm good with the rabies shot. So if you want to bring them in and just keep them away from the audience, I'm fine with that. Now they can be my friends.
You're our savior then.
You can give our Batgirl Taylor Momsen a follow on Instagram. Handle is at Taylor Momsen. And the band, at The Pretty Reckless. We're so excited to have you guys playing our all-acoustic show. Also, Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, Sleep Theory, Return to Dust, and Des Rocks. That is quite the lineup.
Great time.
It's a great lineup. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see the guys in Shinedown again. Those are friends of mine. And I've never actually seen Wolfgang, so I'm stoked to see him play.
Oh, he's awesome. We just saw him recently, and he put on a great show.
Amazing. I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun, guys. Like, I'm so excited.
So are we. Thank you for taking some time out, and we look forward to seeing you in December.
Of course. Can't wait.
Thanks, Taylor. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see comedian Tom Papa. He is bringing the Grateful Bread Tour to Tacoma on January 23rd. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920. And this is that new song from The Pretty Reckless. It's called For I Am Death.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Rockaholics, this week we are playing for tickets to see comedian Tom Papa as he is bringing his Grateful Bread tour to Tacoma on January 23rd. Say good morning to our contestant. It is David from Edgewood. What's up, David?
Not a lot, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, man.
And Danny is still visiting his daughter in Albuquerque, so we don't even spin the wheel today.
We had hot air balloons over the weekend, go-karting, but he's back tomorrow.
That is right. So, David, for today, you're stuck with me.
Oh, hey, I'm cool with that.
All nice. Right, David, here is your clip.
That would be Aerosmith. Was that the title right there?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Dream On.
Aerosmith. Yeah!
It's, I know I say it all the time. It still blows me away that he was 17 freaking years old when he wrote this song, which might be one of the greatest songs ever written.
Wise beyond his years, yeah, Steve Biggs.
I mean, that is a song, every time I hear it, I still think about, like, what was it like being in the studio, being, like, the engineer or the producer, and you're watching Steven Tyler, like, perform that, give that vocal performance, and you're just like, this dude, wow. Like, he's like a teenager.
It's
like,
a baby.
Right?
All right, David, very well done. Steve Miggs, I am ready for my clip.
If I can pull it up, I will give it to you. There we go. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that is, two of them are playing our acoustic show.
Yes.
That would be Shinedown, and the song is Second Chance.
Congratulations, David. You're going to go see Tom Papa.
Good job, Taryn. That's a killer tune, by the way, too.
Great song. And they got pipes for days.
But I have to say, he wasn't 17 when he wrote it.
We have very high standards on this show.
Right. If you're not a teenager, I'm not impressed. Wait, that didn't sound right? Strike that from the conversation. And like you said, Zach and Brent from Shinedown will be performing at our big holiday show, which is called Unwrapped.
And it's happening on December 12th. And if people want to get more info, they can head over to KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Aerosmith.
Did you know he wrote this song when he was 17 years old?
Say it again, Steve.
Crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout this fine morning, we have received some texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to. So right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. Please do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you just feel like you need to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Steve, what's going on over there?
Got a text message. Someone saying, I got a lot of text messages about the Mariners and Seattle sports in general, but one person said, great seeing you guys at the Hall. Go Mariners. And Migs, yes, those pretzels were legit.
So good, because the dipping sauce was made with Cougar Gold cheese, the finest cheese in all the land.
I have to say, when the pretzel showed up, because we ordered one to share, and we talked to, and earlier you can check out the Daily Mix Daily podcast, we talked to Demetrius, who's the chef over at the Hall on Occidental, which is where we were at watching the Mariners game. He's a big Rockaholic, and he mentioned how, because he knows you're a Coug, that they use Cougar Gold cheese. So I'm like, okay, let me dip my pretzel into this cheese, because it's not just the usual, just, I don't even know if it's cheese, what's usually in a cup. It's just yellow, and it kind of has a cheesy, like, taste to it. It was really freaking good.
Yeah! Yes, we got you. We got you to dip the pretzel, Steve. This is huge.
So, and you're a big Cougar Gold person.
Oh my gosh, yes. My whole family is.
Can you tell everybody what you... I didn't hear the full story because you were telling it to, I think, Demetrius or somebody you were telling about some old can of cheese.
My dad, so it comes in like a giant can, huge can. I mean, you could like throw it and really hurt someone. It's massive. And my dad had one that he saved for like 10 years.
10 years he saved this cheese.
It was, the can itself had like rust like kind of forming on it. Like it was in the back of the fridge and we're like, this is disgusting, Dad. You need to get rid of it. Well, we opened it up and it was still fine. The cheese was like completely normal.
That doesn't seem right.
It was the strangest thing. This is many years ago, but we were all blown away like, Dad, what is with your old cheese?
Was it was it frozen? Refrigerated?
No, so just refrigerated.
So it was in the refrigerator for 10 years?
Yes.
Why was it in the refrigerator for 10 years? Was he saving it for a special day?
I think so. I think there was some sentimental reason that he was saving this specific... Like, maybe he bought it on a certain day or in a certain year. But yeah, we're big Cougar Gold people. You can make all sorts of amazing recipes with that stuff.
Apparently an amazing dip that you could use for a pretzel, which is available over at the Hall. And speaking of the Hall, we have to give a shout. There were two Rockaholics that we met while we were there. We ended up hanging out all night with them because they were just such awesome people. And a massive shout out to Kyle and Ashley, married couple that we met. And then we ended up talking to them while we were outside in the beer garden at the Hall.
Tyron Daly, who are we with?
We're with Kyle and Ashley, and they are two hardcore Mariners fans here at the Hall on Occidental.
Hanging out with us. Also, I love that you guys are here. You don't have tickets, but you're scouting out the tickets online, right?
So I even was doing that too, even though I knew we were going to watch the game from the Hall. But I'm like, I wonder when the game's about to start, 20 minutes before game time. And they were still like $300 for a ticket.
It did not drop by much.
No.
Yes.
Die Hard fans. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
No. No, yeah, we're refreshing prices by the minute. But, you know, we're here for a good time. If we don't get a ticket, no problem. But if they drop in price... Yeah, we will buy them. Yeah. Worst case scenario, we're hanging at the Hall. We watch the game here. They've got soft serve ice cream. We're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Clearly, I just have food on the mind and everything that we do.
Pretzels, ice cream.
Very good smash burgers as well. They even make the Impossible Burger as a smash burger, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right, I got a million-dollar question for you guys. All right, let's just say he plays for the Mariners. You're having a baby during the playoffs. Do you let him play the game? Or are you going to be like Josh Naylor and say, get back over here when I have my kid?
I have a really good support system, so honey, you can play.
Yeah, make that millions. Make that millions.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
And you'll just have that much more motivation, so that's perfect.
All I gotta say is you better win.
Yeah. You better win, otherwise don't come home.
And then you name the baby Moose, obviously, after the Mariner Moose.
Bear.
And I had a dog growing up named Moose, so it's perfect, you know? Yeah.
This is our daughter, Moose.
Named after my childhood dog and the Mariner Moose.
All right, so like we were talking about like fur. How do you say his name? Fur.
Furries?
There's
the furry. We had lots of very interesting conversations with Kyle and Ashley.
Yes.
And Jackson.
We were saying on the way here, imagine they like dressed up as mooses.
Mariner Moose there.
Today. Yeah. Just saying, it's a thought.
Like a whole section of them at the games.
I bet you there's an entire section for Moose Corps somewhere out there in the ether.
I've clicked on those thumbnails, at least one.
I mean, sign me up.
Well, it's so awesome meeting you guys and talking to you guys. Go Mariners!
And now our eyes are all on whether or not Josh Naylor's wife is going to have a child yet or not.
That was going to be my question. Like, what's happening with Baby Watch 2025?
I have no idea, but apparently, like, I think that she's based in Arizona, and so he's just kind of on high alert. Like, if all of a sudden he gets the call, he's not going to be in the lineup.
I mean...
They planned their sex wrong.
I know! Like, you got to be better than that, people.
The Daily Mix Show.
You will find us walking in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk in Seattle this Saturday. We'd love for you to join our team, but if you can't be there with us, you can also make a donation for Breast Cancer Awareness Month at KISW.com. There are all sorts of wild themed races that people get involved in.
Yep.
This past weekend was one of the stranger ones. It was an ultra runner race in Denver that they called the Taco Bell 50K. Which is 31 miles. And this included a mandatory stop at 10 local Taco Bells.
I love this.
Where you have to order.
Minus the lot of running part, but going to Taco Bell sounds like fun.
You have to order and consume Taco Bell on your 31-mile race. And these are a couple of the runners documenting this journey.
We're in Denver. We're at the Taco Bell 50K.
And we're going.
Fall down. Leave 30 to go.
We're at the second Taco Bell. It's 2 miles in. We're eating cinnamon twists. Mile 10. Cheesy Rolla.
Top 6, you have to eat a burrito grande.
Mile 20, and we're at the next Taco Bell. Cheesy Rolla that has been in my belt for the past 5 miles. Mile 30! Last Taco Bell. Cheers.
Cheers.
Now, Ryan Castle's here, and he's our resident runner. I've heard that when you run, things need to leave your system. Now you're adding Taco Bell to the mix?
I mean, it is a dangerous, dangerous combination. And lest we forget, man, a 50K, I mean, that's like 36 miles of running. A marathon is 26, so plus 10 on top of a marathon.
Dude, I thought it was a typo.
And eating Taco Bell. You know, Dick's does one like that here where you run to the different Dick's. I think it's a half marathon.
I'm in for that one.
Oh, yeah. We can handle that.
You do 13 miles and eat like 5 or 6 deluxes along the way?
Maybe I'll do a half Dick. Can we do the half Dick's? Is that a thing?
It could be.
They call that one just the... Never mind.
We should go. The Daily Mix
Show. This morning, we announced something very exciting. It is called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, happening Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena.
We could have called it half the... Yeah. No.
We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. Those tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And we have full details up at KISW.com. Join us for the fun.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's in the studio. I think, are we signed up yet for the what is it called?
It's called the Dixathon, and you brought it up, and apparently it's happening in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's like, what is it, next
weekend? Next weekend, the 18th?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Dixathon.
Yeah. So I'm in a like half marathon shape. I don't think I could do the full Dix.
So it's a full marathon.
Yeah.
Well, 26 miles.
It's the full Dix.
You hit all the Dix restaurants. You can eat as much as you want while you're doing it. Or we could do the half Dix, which is still 14 and a half miles.
A little more than a half marathon, yeah.
Or we could just go with the victory lap, which is 5.5 miles.
That's still a lot of miles for me.
Or we could do 0 miles and just do the menu muncher.
Sign me up for that one.
Why didn't they call it the Dix Muncher?
I think there's a reason.
I don't know.
It's already been copywritten. Oh, man. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. What a weekend for Seattle sports. Lots of ups and downs. The Seahawks lost. The Sounders won.
Yeah.
You got the Mariners won their first playoff game at home in over 24 years as they beat the Tigers 3-2 thanks to Julio Rodriguez and his clutch double.
He had a big, big, big day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, big weekend. He had that home run also in the first game as well, so it's nice to see him stepping up. But now that the series is tied at 1 game apiece, game 3 is tomorrow at noon in Detroit against the Tigers.
Feeling a lot of
who's playing hooky
stress.
Tomorrow?
Me.
Logan Gilbert's on the mound.
Yeah.
Hey, we mentioned the Sounders. You were there.
Yeah. And we beat Portland, too, which always feels good.
That feels good.
Yeah. It's always extra special when Portland loses here.
And we heard it's been 8 years since they've lost here.
Yeah. Usually, for whatever reason, the away team usually wins.
Did you know that?
We'll win down in Portland.
Did you know that I once worked out with the Portland Timbers?
Did you really?
It was so random. We were at the radio convention in Austin.
Were you all wearing spandex?
I should have. It was at the radio convention in Austin. They were playing in Texas, and they were staying at our same hotel, so whenever I would go to the gym, they were all there just like stretching, and they were a pain in the ass. They were just in the way.
Yeah, well, Portland Timbers suck, so.
And then I drunkenly ran into one of them, and I'm like, you play for the Timbers? He's like, yeah. I'm like, go Sounders. And he's just like... He's like, what? I'm like, I'm from Seattle. He goes, and I swear to God, he goes, oh, man, really? I'm like, I really don't care. I'm just giving you a hard time. Nice to meet you.
He's like, I'm also an athlete. I do independent wrestling. Right. Same.
You want to see my spandex?
I pretend fight people. You flop.
There's a man from Colorado named Jim, and he was quite stunned when he was charged nearly $20,000 at a Denver International Airport parking garage. He was in the garage for all of 27 minutes, So he should have only paid $7, but this is Jim talking about what happened.
After dropping off my wife, went through the parking gates as usual. This was the ticket that I got. It shows I entered the West Garage. I arrived at 1:34 p.m. on October the 2nd, 2025. As the gate was opening, I heard the Chase Bank notification that $19,824 had been charged to Denver parking. Something alerted the system to the fact that I had arrived on June the 6th, and they were charging me for that entire time.
Which is still cheaper than what it cost to park in Soto for the Mariners and for the Seahawks game.
Oh, my gosh, that was wild.
Did you see the prices on some of these?
No, I parked here at the office and walked down.
That's what we did.
I'm not messing around with that stuff.
Dude, we went to, what was it, by, we walked by like the J&M Cafe, and it was a parking lot, and it was like, I think it was
bucks?
90 bucks. I'm like, you still got to walk a while, and you're paying $90.
Yeah, I think the lot we usually park in is like $25 or $30, and it was like
$150. Holy cow.
Yeah, park at the station and take that 15-minute walk.
Sure, take the walk. Work off that caramel corn.
Plus, we got to get ready for the big Dixathon or whatever, right? Are we doing it?
Dixathon.
Dixathon.
I'll do it.
A half Dix, or are we doing the whole Dix?
No, we're not doing the whole Dix.
The whole Dix? I would never.
We're victory lap. Okay. Monday Night Football, you got the Chiefs are heading on over to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. As far as weather, 67 degrees and clear today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.